Lord, from the deepest places of our heart, we're not playing games here. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Like, for real, we love you, Jesus.
If you can and you're able, can we just take a moment and just get on our knees before him? Because I'm sitting there in my chair and I just started thinking about what it would look like if I walked into this room not knowing him, but seeing this expression, and how I probably wouldn't understand. And it's like these words would just be lyrics to a melody, and would probably think everybody in the room was crazy. But when you know him in this way, like when you truly know him, you know, that's Jesus' prayer in John 17. He says to give eternal life, and eternal life is knowing God and knowing Jesus. And when you know him in this way and you've seen his beauty, it's like you've seen him, you've encountered him, he showed up. And you see him rightly as he really is. It's like you stop thinking about your shortcomings and your sin habits and all the things that tell you why you should be separated from him, and you see him and you see his beauty and you see him rightly. It's like you realize in that moment you could give your life for this man. Like that he truly is worth it. He truly is worthy. Like when we were singing his name, about just the mention of his name, it shifts the atmosphere, it shifts your perspective, it shifts your mindset, your thinking. And you realize that he created the sun and the stars and the moon and the earth and the heavens, yet we're his pursuit. Like, his desire is us. It's like, how could you not fall on your knees before him, just declaring his beauty, looking at him, seeing him rightly? Jesus, you're beautiful. I desire to the Lord, and that one thing I seek, to dwell in your house forever and to behold your beauty. Oh Jesus, I pray beholding your beauty would not be a Sunday at 5 p.m. thing only, but it would be the pursuit. It would be the chase that throughout the week, Lord, truly, our heart's posture is your presence transforming our lives. Your presence, Jesus. Thank you.